From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,002nd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Marty Robbins.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Wonderful sight, happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. A wonderful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we will build a snowman, we'll pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on conspire, as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we will build a snowman, we'll pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on conspiring, as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Thank you very much, friends, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And since Christmas comes in the middle of next week, we're taking this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. Here comes old Santa Claus, too. No, it isn't Santa Claus after all. It's Grant Turner to tell you all about the people on the show.
I sure am, Marty, and a fine list of performers it is. There's Cousin Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, Grandpa Jones, Archie Campbell, Floyd Kramer, Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancers, and all the Grand Ole Opry gang.
And a great lineup of talent it is, Grant, if I've ever heard one. Now it's time we had a little sample. So here to entertain you is that funny man who hails from up around East Tennessee, Archie Campbell!
Well, where you stay, Archie?
Well, feeling tall, but well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, fine. Where are you going to spend Christmas at, you old codger?
Well, I thought I'd go back up home, up Bull's Gap there, and see my wife and all the youngins and so forth. You know, at this time of year, a man ought to be with his family.
Yes, sir.
No, marriage is a great thing. No family should be without it. Me and my wife, we've got a pretty good arrangement worked out. We've got, me and her, it's 50-50 right down the middle.
Yeah.
50-50. Anytime she gets $50, I get 50 cents. I tell her what to do, and she tells me where to go. No, but seriously, I'll tell you the truth, Marty. There's nothing in the world I wouldn't do for her, and there's nothing in the world she wouldn't do for me. Yep. And that's the way it's been ever since we've been married. Mm-hmm. We do nothing for each other.
Hey.
That's the way it goes. You know how it is. I'll never forget when old Grandpa Jones, he's here tonight, ain't he?
Oh, yeah.
When he got married. That is the most beautiful ceremony I've ever seen in my life. Thank you very much. He got married. They eloped, you know, Marty.
Yeah.
And he got that ladder, and he stood it up next to her window. She's on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
And he crawled up that ladder, and he stuck his head in the window. He said, Ramona, are you ready to go? She said, be quiet. You'll wake Daddy. He said, don't worry about Daddy. He's holding the ladder for me.
Hey, Arch.
Huh?
Have you done all your Christmas shopping yet?
Well, pretty now, all of it, Marty. I bought Papa a new football, and I bought her a new pair of tennis shoes.
Is that?
You know, to go to town in and everything. Okay. See, Papa's 108.
108.
And Mama's 106. Nice. See, they live a long time up there.
Boy, yeah.
I come from a line of long livers.
Is that right?
Yeah. I got an uncle got a liver that long. That blamest looking thing ever you seen. Of course, the reason he had such a good liver is because of the medicine he took for it, see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he took that medicine that I invented for the liver. It's called Campbell's Concentrated Compounded Cod Liver Oil. And it's good for liver. I'll tell you, he had such a fine liver that when he died, before we could bury him, we had to cut his liver out and beat it to death.
All right. You know, Archie, when I look at you and I see what a real handsome guy you are, I kind of wonder, how do you find the women here in Nashville,
How's
Tennessee?
That?
I say, how do you find the women here in Nashville, Tennessee?
Buddy, you don't have to find them. They'll find you.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Well, I walked through that back door there, and before I knowed what was going on, one of them had me pinned against the wall and had me kissed. Yeah, she hung one on me, kissed me.
Where'd she kiss you?
Huh?
I say, where did she kiss you?
Right between the back door and the stage. Then I walked into the dressing room there, and lo and behold, there sat two beautiful blondes sitting there in my dressing room. My granny's Marty, that is just too much for me. I looked at them and I says, now listen, girls. Two girls are sitting here in my dressing room. I want you girls to know that I am a respectable married man. I says, one of you is going to have to leave.
All right, Archie, how do you celebrate Christmas up there in East Tennessee?
How do we celebrate it?
Yeah, how do you
celebrate? Well, now, last year, we had an awful good time. We got together and put on a little show, you know. Everybody up there picks and sings and so forth. And there's one old man up there, he's doing comedy. He's up telling jokes, you know. Some smart aleck throwed a big tomato and hit him right in the nose. Boy, was my face red. It's getting redder now, too. I'll see you, Marty.
All right, Marty. Merry Christmas to you, Archie.
Well, thank you very much, Archie Campbell. Well, so now, after all of that, I think it's just about time we had a little dab of music. And here to give it to us is a great entertainer and one of our opera regulars. Make him feel welcome. Here he is, Grandpa Jones.
Well, good night, Grandpa Jones. What's going on here? You got all those bells on you. You got bells on your arms. You got bells on your legs. You got bells around your neck. What are they for? What are they?
Well, they're cowbells, you dang nincompoop. Can't you see that?
Yeah, I can see that they're cowbells, but you're not a cow, Grandpa. And, hey, who's that pretty girl with you? I see she's got some bells, too.
That ain't no girl. That's my wife, Ramona.
What do you mean, your wife? Well, you're kidding. Why, your daughter, maybe, but not your wife. Why, how would an ornery old cuss like you get a young, pretty wife like this?
Well, I got her, and I aim to keep her, so you just keep your distance. You
okay, okay.
But you still haven't told me about the cowbells.
Well, me and Ramona, that's my wife, you know, have worked up some special Christmas music, and we aim to play it for you right now. So you just stand away back while we play it. What do you say, huh?
All right, all right.
Grant Turner, you sure look mighty calm, cool, and comfortable. You sitting there smoking your pipe. Man, don't you know Christmas is only a few days off?
Yeah, three shopping days to go, Marty, to be exact.
You know, speaking of shopping, boy, I sure wish I had all my presents bought.
Well, Marty, I got news for you, and for all other late shoppers. You still got time to get the pound tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco for all your pipe-smoking friends. On the outside, it's specially decorated, ready to give as a gift. And there's even a built-in greeting card. On the inside, it's still that same fresh crimp-cut PA that's been the favorite with smokers for years. You know, Prince Albert always gives a man a cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time.
And making men like PA, too. So, neighbor, let's take Grant's advice. Let's give our smoking friends the bright red holiday wrap pound tin of good Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson, all the opera square dancers, some fast music that fits right in with this season of the year. An old timer called Tom and Jerry.
Well, right hand, like it ain't so fast, and turn around, you're going wrong, drinking, eat your partner home. Oh, when you meet her, make a little smile, dance a little bit, and go up loud. Turn around, you're going wrong, there, you meet your partner home. Oh, when you meet her, do the smile, step by the back, go all about. Swing on, swing on, swing it, yeah, morning, so late, and catch you tonight. Oh, hands up and dance about. Play, left, dance, right, dance, like it ain't so fast, night. Turn around, you're going wrong, dance, you meet your partner home. Oh,
well, thank you very much, Tommy Jackson, and all the square dancers. It was a mighty great performance. And Grant? Hey there, Grant Turner. You've been a little quiet so far this evening. Is anything wrong?
Oh, not a thing, Marty, not a thing. Just been enjoying the music and the show. But you know something?
No, what?
Well, there's a great Christmas tune that's been a real favorite of mine, and so far this Christmas season, I haven't heard it once.
Why, you just name it, Grant Turner, and I'll sing it.
Well,
if I know
it's called Silver Bells, and I think it's one of the
greatest. Well, Grant, that is a great tune, and it just so happens that I know it. So if the Glazer brothers would crowd around, I'd like to do it for you right now.
Silver bells, silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's
Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas time. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Well, thank you very much, friends. Thanks you and a whole lot. And it's a great song, and I'm mighty glad that Grant suggested it. But speaking of bells, we got a boy here on the Grand Ole Opry who has played the guitar for you all through the year. Now he'd like to send out his Christmas greetings to all of you as he plays the Bells of St. Mary's. Here he is, Chester Atkins.
Thank you.
Bells of St. Mary's, played by Chester Atkins. Speaking of bells, I tell you, friends, we've got one right here on our own show. She's been hanging around quite a while, but she's still ringing. Here she is right now, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! Just so proud to be here I ever could, I reckon. Well, sir, I tell you, this is Christmas time, and this is the time to love your feller men. I do, too. I love the fellers, and I love the men. I love the boys right well, too, if they're old enough. I'll tell you. I like the Christmas time. Of course, there's been a whole lot of hunting going on up there at Grinder Switch this year past week. There's been so much of shooting and banging around out there in the woods around home, I couldn't even get me no mistletoe. I was aiming to get me some, and last year I got me some mistletoe, and I put it up over the door. The fellas kissed the door. But I tell you, it is dangerous. Sure enough, this year past week, all that shooting going on. Lem Tucker and Steve Jones and Uncle Nabob, they went hunting, and Lem got shot. He really did, sure enough. And Steve got shot, and Uncle Nabob got half shot. That's what he told me. He said Lem killed a squirrel, and Steve killed a rabbit, and Uncle Nabob killed a quad. Oh, I tell you, though, I've been trying to see about my Christmas gifts. I always want to give nice things if I can. I was telling one of the boys backstage, I said, I'd love to give brother something this Christmas he ain't never had before. Wouldn't that be nice? Give him something he hadn't ever had. One fella backstage, I was telling him, I said, I'd love to give brother something he ain't never had before. He said, why don't you give him a steady job? He sure ain't never had that. But then I went down here to one of these department stores, and I said to the girl down there behind the counter, I said, I want something for my feller, Ezzy. I said, he's my financy. We're getting ready to get hitched. And I want something special for him that he'd like. I said, something that'll really please him. She said, well, how long has he been running around with you? And I said, oh, about 15 or 20 years. She said, you don't have to worry. If he likes you, he'd like anything. Now, that's pitiful. It is. I'm no fooling. But oh, that's bad. You know it? Well, sir, though, I tell you, I figured out this mistletoe business, though, before I say Merry Christmas and good night to all y'all. I've got it figured out. With all this year highfalutin, different kind of carryings on they're doing now up in the air and everything and putting everything and everybody, even us monkeys, in the orbit and everything. I don't want me no mistletoe that the fellas will have to find me and kiss me under. I want a guided mistletoe. Bye now. See you later. Hey, Marty Robbins, you coming to the Christmas party tonight? We're going to play post office, and I'm going to kiss all the fellas.
Is that so there, Cousin Minnie? Why, Hezzy say he's going to give free Prince Albert smoking tobacco to all the men folks.
That, Hezzy. I bet my kisses make a bigger hit than Hezzy's Prince Albert.
Well, now, I don't know, Minnie. Prince Albert's mighty hard to beat. It's always fresh, and it's crimp cut.
Well, I got an awful cute pucker.
But you know, Prince Albert gives a man just the kind of smoke he wants every time. Tasty and cool, satisfying and comfortable. And that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco, making men like P.A. too. In OCB paper, P.A. rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow. So pipe smoker or making man, get the kind of smoke you really enjoy every time with Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proved Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
Well, sir, now it's time for another traditional Christmas song. So here are the Jordanaires along with Miss Millie Kirkland. They're back again with that great one, Deck the Halls.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us. La 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus. La 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 la. Follow me in merry measure. La 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 la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure. La 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 la. Fast away the old year passes. La 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 la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses. La 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 la. Sing we joyous all together. La 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Deck the Halls, Miss Jordanaires and Miss Millie Kirkham. They send their best season's greetings along with it. Now to send you his Christmas greetings, here's another of the Opry's featured performers, Floyd Kramer, and his own piano version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Thank you very much, Floyd. I believe that was just about the best I've ever heard that song played.
Say, Marty, you know, in a way, I hate to see this Christmas show come to a close, and in a way, I don't, because for our last number, everybody is going to do that wonderful, wonderful Christmas song that is loved and sung just about all over the whole world. So you get the Jordanaires in here, and Cousin Minnie Pearl, and Chet, and the Glazer Brothers, and Archie, and the Square Dancers, and Floyd Kramer, and Grandpa and Ramona, just about everybody on the show. So we can wish everybody the merriest of Christmases as we all join in singing Silent Night. Now, folks, Marty will sing it through first, and then everybody join in.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in the heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Well, friends, it's just about time that we got out of here, but we've certainly enjoyed having you with us at the Grand Ole Opry. This is Marty Robbins saying Merry Christmas and thanks. We'll be seeing you again next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, here we are, right smack in the middle of the last weekend before Christmas. And you know what that means. Time's running out for your Christmas shopping. One good way to save time and give real pleasure is to buy the new Camel Christmas House. This attractive package, designed just like a colonial house, contains two cartons of Camels, America's real cigarette. 20 packs, 400 cigarettes of the top-selling brand today. The Camel Christmas House needs no wrapping, and there's a built-in greeting card right on the back of the house for your own personal message. You can also buy Camels, of course, in the single carton, beautifully decorated in Christmas colors and complete with built-in greeting card, just like the two-carton Christmas House package. When you give Camels, you give the rich tobacco flavor and easy-going mildness found only in Camel's costly blend. This Christmas, give a real cigarette. Give Camels. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and it was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.